This book is Deadline from News to Newspaper by Gail Gibbons. It is early morning. People all over the city are just waking up, but in the newsroom of the News Gazette, the staff is already hard at work. Beep! They have a deadline to meet, and it's only 6 hours away. By afternoon, today's edition of the newspaper will be printed and out to its readers. People will be able to read all the latest news. The editor bursts through the door. He is the person in charge of the newspaper. "Production meeting in 5 minutes," he calls out. Beep! At the meeting, everyone is given a copy of the dummy for the today's edition. The advertising department has already marked where all the ads will appear. Now the news writers can see how much space they will have for their articles. A lot has happened in the world since yesterday's newspaper came out. The editor and his staff shuffle through piles of today's news items. They must decide which are the most important for them to write about. Beep! There is world news, national news, local news. The group talks all over the possible stories. They look at photos, too. "What about the water pipe break downtown?" someone says. "Our readers will want to know the facts." Everyone agrees. This will be the lead story. Downtown, a reporter is at the scene, covering a story. The production meeting goes on. Everyone has different ideas for the headline. "Main Street flooded." That's it. Beep. Back to the newsroom. World and national news stories keep coming in on the computers. They are beamed in by satellite. The newspaper pays for these wire service stories. This is another way for the staff to gather news. Everyone writes and rewrites. More news comes in. One of the city reporters calls in a story on a taxi driver's strike. The deadline is getting closer. Beep! In the big newsroom, people work side by side at their different jobs. The city editor is the person in charge of the city news. He works with the reporter assigned to the water pipe break story. Another reporter uses his portable computer to send in news about a barn fire. The information goes straight to the regional editor. He writes up the news of towns around the city. "Here comes a photographer. I've got some great shots of the water pipe break," he says. The darkroom crew takes his film to develop right away. When the pictures are ready, the photo editor will pick up the best ones. At her desk, the wire editor rewrites a wire service story about the president's address to the Congress. She waits for a wire service photo to come in over the receiver. Beep! The sports editor is busy writing down the scores from all the last night's games. The feature editor prepares an article about a movie premiere. She checks her dummy to see how much space she has for fashions, food, and other features. Stacks and stacks of letters. The editorial editor is choosing which letters from readers will be in today's Letters to the Editor column. He will also write the Gazette's editorial. Letters to the Editor column. He will also write the Gazette's editorial. Newspaper articles give facts about news events. Editorials give opinions about them. At her drawing board, a staff artist completes an illustration for an ad. Beep! The wire editor has finished her national news story. She begins to rewrite a foreign story. The editor looks over the lead story about the water pipe break. He makes sure everything has been written correctly. The deadline is less than 2 hours away. The lead story is ready. The city editor uses his computer to send it to a typesetting machine in the composing room. Here, the story is set into type. Beep! A paste-up artist has followed the dummy to make a layout up for the front page. When he gets the type for the lead story, he cuts it out and pastes it into the layout. "This picture is too big," he says. "Take it to the camera room to be reduced." Other parts of today's paper have already been pasted into the layouts. Ads are in position. So are the syndicated features of the newspaper buys. Cartons, columns, and articles that appear in the paper every day. Typeset news items can now be dropped into place. Beep! Wait! The front page layout must be changed. A very important story has just come in. There's been a big train crash. "Kill the water pipe" story is the lead, the editor says. It's less than an hour to deadline. A last-minute meeting is held. A reporter calls in with more facts. Luckily, no one was hurt in the wreck, but there is a lot of damage. A news story must be written quickly. The headline is changed. Trains collide. The oldie story is pushed back. Beep! The composing room is even busier now. The train crash story is set into type. The news headline and story are cut and pasted into place. It looks like they'll make the deadline. At the same time, editors come in to look over their sections. Ads are checked. This is the last chance to make sure everything is just right. Beep! In the camera room, most of the page layouts have been photographed already. Here comes the front page, a camera operator says. The new layout is the last one to be photographed. The films of the layout are used to make printing plates. The plates are put into place on the printing press. Start it up, the supervisor shouts. Beep! Huge rolls of paper, called newsprint, unwind from each unit of the press. The paper goes up, over, up, over. The printing press makes a lot of noise. The paper moves very fast. Both sides of the paper are printed at the same time. Beep! The paper is gathered, folded, cut, and out come finished newspapers. Some of the newspapers are bundled and sent out immediately to stores and newsstands. Others will be delivered to homes or mailed to subscribers in many different towns and cities. Beep! They made it. Today's newspaper is out on time. And back in the News Gazette newsroom, everyone is at work getting ready for tomorrow's deadline. Beep!